Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
South Boston's St. Patrick's Day Parade is marking a new era of inclusion. Parade organizers allowed two openly gay organizations to take part yesterday, OutVets and Boston Pride. Because of that, Boston's mayor also marched for the first time in 22 years. WBUR's Jack Lepiars reports.
The 2015 St. Patrick's Day Parade in South Boston started like so many others in recent years. Near the front, the Boston Police Gaelic column of pipes and drums and a car from the Boston Police Union. But what was different is that the mayor of Boston was also taking part. That hasn't happened since the early 1990s.
I mean, I think today, looking back on this, people are going to wonder, why do we have the discussion on it? It reminds me back when, in the legislature, when we had the vote around gay marriage, and there was a lot of emotion and a lot of feeling. And today, you have that same conversation, that emotion, that feeling is not there anymore.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh refused to march last year after negotiations to include an openly gay organization fell through. He had been personally involved in talks and remained hopeful even the night before.
As mayor of the city of Boston, first time in 22 years, it means an awful lot today. And, you know, I'm really happy the way everything turned out. You know, last year this time we were close. And then this year, it means as much this year as it would have last year. And I'm very happy that this parade and that we can finally move beyond the issue of inclusiveness.
Before the parade set off yesterday, members of the group OutVets stood by the Broadway MBTA station, holding their banner and greeting people getting off the train. Many parade goers stopped to offer well wishes, including one who even thanked them for marching. OutVets Senior Vice Commander John Afuso says it's another step in terms of inclusion.
Well, as someone who spent a long time working on the repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, to me this is a continuation of post-repeal days, and we're not only marching for the LGBT veterans who are here today, but the thousands of other folks who served in silence over the years.
It is the first time in its 114-year history that the parade has included openly gay marchers. This, despite the fact that 20 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Allied War Veterans Council of South Boston, which organizes the event, saying the council was free to exclude openly gay organizations. Still, the change is not without its opponent. The Catholic Fraternal Service Order Knights of Columbus chose not to march this year, saying the parade had become politicized and divisive, and that some groups are using, quote, this occasion to further the narrow objectives of certain special interests. As well, the Immaculate Heart of Mary School, which usually puts together a massive float featuring St. Patrick, did not march this year, saying it did not want to be seen as condoning homosexual activity. But along the parade route, members of the public were largely supportive. Randy Long came from Salem.
I'm glad that it's finally happening and that the old fogies are kind of moving on and letting in the new, younger, more free-thinking crowd.
Kevin Cooney from Manchester, Connecticut, who said he's neither a supporter nor an opponent of gay rights, says he's fine with the move.
Happy for him, I guess. It doesn't affect me either way. Not pro or con. Nowadays, it is what it is, you know.
Many along the route said they're thankful the parade got going at all. There had been reports over the winter, as Boston was buried under some 100 inches of snow, that the parade might be postponed or even canceled. Instead, parade organizers decided on a shortened route and spent the last 2 days clearing any leftover snow along the curbs. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiars.